President John Mahama has assured the chiefs and people of the Volta region that he will continue to work on the Eastern Corridor Road and the University of Health and Allied Sciences, which late President Mills initiated. The president also called on all Ghanaians to support him to sustain the legacies that the late president left behind. President Mahama said this in Ho when he addressed Adeba to climax his thank you tour. The president thanked the people of the region for the show of love and solidarity during the funeral of late President Atamills. Pascaline Adarivo reports.
President John Dramani Mahama has officially ended his thank you tour of the Volta region with a grand debar at the Ho Jubilee Park, a large gathering of traditional leaders, DCEs, residents and some ministers of state and party sympathizers converged on the park as the president arrived at the Deba ground. The roads leading to the park through the whole township were crowded as people lined up the street. Addressing the Deba, President Mahama stated how pleased he was by the warm reception. He congratulated the region for the show of solidarity and sympathy before the one-week celebration of late Professor Mills was marked. He also noted that the death of President Mills has positioned the country in good stead globally as a beacon of democracy and good governance. He said the transition has offered him a profound experience as well, which he hopes to build on. The president also promised to speed up work on the Eastern Corridor Road and other projects like the Volta University. He announced that a $10 billion source from China for developing more infrastructure for the Volta University has been approved, and he hopes that project to that effect will be completed as soon as possible.
When the rest of the country saw what was happening in Volta region and the love and sympathy we're showing for the president, I think it moves everybody to come together and solidarize with us. We must live up to the image that the rest of the world holds us to. I thank God that he gave me the opportunity to serve this man as his vice president. In the 2.5 years I served as his vice president, that's the most profound learning experience that I've gone through. I shared his attributes, a man of patience, a man of peace, a man of tolerance. He had a big heart for everybody. I dare say he was one of the most resourceful presidents that has ever attended the administration of this country. And yet, with all that vilification and insult, he never, ever one day opened his mouth and responded to anybody. I hope that we'll continue to work in his memory to spread development across this country. Indeed, in the 2.5 years that he was president, every part of this country has been touched by the development that he initiated under the Better Ghana agenda. In Volta region, there are projects he was working on that are dear to your heart, and I wish to pledge to you and promise you that those projects will not only be continued, but they will be completed. The first, as I mentioned, is the Eastern Corridor Road project. As you know, work is ongoing. We have just received approval for the next component of financing, which is $340 billion from the Brazilian government. We are also working on the public universities. The university will open this year and admit its first batch of students. The good news I want to give you is that the $10 million from Samuels went to China and has fall for the university has been approved.
President Mahama, and in that report by our presidential correspondent, Pascaline Adadivo.